Previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
If I can give you some practical too, and it's what Donnie and what Christy said, practically, before we even hire anybody to do anything, do you use a calendar? Yeah. Is everything in your calendar? No. So, practically, because I believe in rhythm, every Monday, it says wake up, it says rise and grind, right? Monday through Friday, rise and grind. Do my workout to a certain time, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. every day, Monday through Friday. There's one word on my calendar that says hunt. I'm hunting for new business. At 9:15, 9:30, breakfast. And I write down Monday through Friday what I'm going to eat for breakfast. It's not prepared, but I have an idea. Every Monday at 1:30, it says Kendall and Karen, that's my wife. Now we can do a S&B, we can talk about smash and grab. We can talk about business, we can talk about whatever. I'm saying it's on the cap, like smash and grab, right? Every Tuesday at 9:30 it says call Unc. That's like my father, I call him. Every Sunday at 12 o'clock, call mom. Once a month, we do family day with the kids. They can bring the kids, they jump off, the whole hookup. I give them 2 hours.
They bring their jump off.
Every now and then.
All jump off.
Yeah. I give them 2 hours. Once a month, me and my guy, we do our sons. I spend time with my... Everything is locked in the calendar. Now, what happens is you fall under the impression that you're giving the kids what they need, but what you're doing is you're giving everybody what they want. Yeah. I give everybody what you need. You need this 2 hours. My wife, we got an hour, right? Now,
Kendall said he don't need the whole hour.
I don't need that. I'm 54. I'm good.
That's too long. That's too much. Right.
I need the whole hour so I can just
leave. But the practicality in it is, and Donnie said it, get organized, but not a to-do list or a task list, but a priority list, a need list. If your purpose is that important to you, because what I heard you say is, I want to go after my purpose, but my kids are more important. I love my family, and I told you anything my wife wants, she get. But at a certain point, I have to be. Because if I'm not being, I can't give her what she needs. So you have to make a decision. Every entrepreneur, every business owner, every man, every woman, you're only as good as your last decision. Make a decision. And when you make the decision, get organized.
No, I think this is probably an area, and I don't know if this is the forum to talk about. This is an area where I feel like men, we probably could be a little more supportive.
Yes.
And a little more assertive.
Yes. You know,
kind of in.
Two
in
points
this,
for the men right now. keep going.
In this area, because I think there can be the assumption that ours is more significant than theirs.
Yes.
And. What I heard one leader frame it this way, I never forgot. He says, part of your purpose isn't just what you do, it's also who you raise. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad my dad and my mom took that part of their assignment seriously. Mm-hmm. And I think that can happen. And I know it's not possible in every case, but I think that can happen when I think we work a little more collaboratively. If a guy is, you know, in the home, and I know how much it take until my wife will go out of town, and I'm with, and we only had two, and I'm with them by myself, and it was like, take that out of your mouth, don't stand on that, don't go over there, where is your brother? It's like, yo,
where is your brother?
You do this, and so, you know, I just,
most.
Yeah. So I just feel like we could, you know, whether it's a husband, whether it's an uncle, whether it's a dad, whether it's a brother, I think we could probably do a better job of being a little more supportive because their assignments matter too.
Yeah. But I think the woman needs to ask because women will melt right in front of people and won't ask for help. Asking for help is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of awareness.
Right.
I told my client this last week, you are not okay. And you're not asking for people around you to help you while you're melting, you cracking up on the phone. I know what cracking up looked like. I did it. I know what it sounds like. I did it. So ask for the people around you to help you? Have you asked? And have you given him clarity, like Kendall said? Like, are you asking and are you being detailed, but not out of frustration? Because when you're frustrated, you know men shut down. I ain't trying to hear that. But can you ask, like, you know, and have the conversation of, let's now get on the same page what our priorities are, because mightiness is calling you. You need to answer the call, so you got to figure out how to be everything for you so you can do stuff for other people.
Yeah, I believe in asking and all, real quick, Dave. I believe you should ask. Speak up and ask, because sometimes you don't get because people don't know you need, right? Mm-hmm. But I am in a point in my life where part of my mental health strategy requires that I surround myself with people who know that I need help and I don't have to always ask. Mm-hmm. Start supporting the people around you. If you see somebody needs some help, offer it, even if it looks like they have it. Like, seriously, a part of my mental health strategy is having friends around me who present opportunities without me having to ask.
Yeah, I would say, especially on the asking part, when my wife asks me to do things,
for the third time.
I think she's gotten really strategic, because, and I think in any scenario, if your wife says, Brian, I need your help. I need you to like clean up the kitchen. And it's different than me saying, yo, Brian, are you helping your wife out? It means more.
Yeah.
So I think my wife has gotten more strategic, because she'll tell me all this stuff, and then I'll get a call from this one over here. And Donnie's like, yo, you should do this and that and this and that. And I'm like,
you know what, you're right.
So, why do men need that third party validation? Your wife can tell you what you should be doing or what they need you to do, and you'll find every reason to not do it or not listen. But somebody from the outside will tell you to do the same thing, and you come in the house like, yo, I was having a conversation with such and such, and I think it's a really good idea if.
But here's
what?
And let me tell you why my wife is so dope. Because she understands it and she just plays the game. Because it would be, why aren't you listening to me? And she understands the pattern. I'm gonna talk to one of his people. His people's gonna say something to him because they love him. And I know she's not saying, hey Donnie, can you call David in? Unless she is.
Every now and then.
You know what? It's so crazy because I know that she's not.
Business is tough, all right? And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you. It'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
She just knows I'm working through my own feelings too. And instead of attacking me for not responding when she asks the way she thinks I should respond, she loves me enough to have peace in the household to get it done the way it needs to get done. It doesn't matter if I get it done.
Yeah.
She's not thinking, If I say it, it needs to happen. She's like, yo, the goal is to get this thing done.
She said, I just want to win.
I just want to win. I don't care how. Right? So that might be a strategy. I'm just giving you the strategy of if asking doesn't
question?
Work.
She got a lot.
I want to get it. I got a lot. I give you that. I got a lot.
Oh, for sure.
I do ask for help. It's just, I think the problem is accepting the help in the way that it's given. So if I say, hey, baby, can you make dinner? And the kids are eating like pizza and french fries. And I'm like, dude, like, can we get one vegetable?
Yeah, but once you delegate, yeah,
you gotta ask the question, right? Can I get dinner with at least one vegetable? Then we're like, oh.
Ask the right questions. Ask specifically what you want. Can you make those hot dogs with a little broccoli?
Right.
So it's seriously. You that's holding yourself back.
She's judging the help.
Because
right?
I'm not necessarily judging the help because I'm like, okay, I ask for it, whatever you do is whatever. But in the back of my mind, I'm feeling like you're killing my kids.
It's mom guilt.
Right.
You're suffering from mom guilt.
I'm feeling bad because I'm like, dude, she don't need to be eating. They don't need to be eating that.
I think the better question is how do you, and Dr. Darius said it, you probably need to rethink what you think your purpose is. Because what you think, it like when you really in purpose, passion drives you, purpose guides you. Right now, you're being guided towards the kids. You need to rethink your purpose in the order of priority.
Cool. I want to...
Okay, one more?
I'll take it.
Okay, we'll be back. Can we stop now? We should be back up by now. What's the score?
No, let me
we didn't like that last comment. He didn't like that.
Okay, one more for the women.
Rethink my purpose.
I just want to offer another practical perspective to her.
Come on,
me and my husband are 24 years in,
and
we are both full-time entrepreneurs with two completely, black.
5 points on the scoreboard, the history alone.
But we are both full-time entrepreneurs in two completely different businesses, two completely different personalities. He's very much so type A. I'm very calm. I'm peach cobbler, I'm grandmama's oatmeal type personality, right? I think from a practical perspective, what I would recommend you do as a coach, your coach in this moment, because only me and you are here, right? Is I would have a conversation with him about what your goals are as a family. You've only talked about what your goals are and what you're asking him to do. But if you can get on the same sheet of music and say, this is my vision, this is my divine assignment, if it is, if you feel in your heart it is, and get him on the same sheet of music with that, then the balance that you're looking for, which there really is no such thing, but the balance that you're looking for, it comes in seasons of focus. Yeah. So if you guys get on the same sheet of music and you say, okay, in order to get this business up and running, it's going to take a good 6 months. So in that 6 months, I need you to take these responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And taking full on responsibility of that means there's one vegetable with dinner, there's a meat, there's a bread, there's a whatever, and defining what that is. So when there's a hard day at the end of the day, you're not thinking one thing and he's thinking another. You guys are on the same sheet of music as to what it's going to take to bring the whole vision, not your vision, not his vision, the household vision to the next level. So I think that that's where you should start in having that conversation as to where the household is going.
Yeah. What's going on?
All right, so this question is for Donnie. When you said that you were with your team and your mom, and you guys were like gushing about how good everything was for the year and how proud of you were, you know, everybody was proud. And when your mom turns around and says, well, you didn't become a chemical engineer, I want to know, how did you respond? Did you feel inward, just like y'all was talking about earlier? Or did you actually express and say, yo, ma, that hurt my feelings or whatever?
It didn't hurt my feelings because I'm so used to it, right? My mom is my biggest cheerleader, but my mother is also the woman who's going to make her wish be known, right?
So she's incredibly proud for what I have done, but she needed to get out what she wanted me to do with my life. And so I didn't address it as a feeling necessarily. When she finished saying what she said, I said, all right, Mom, well, glad I'm not that chemical engineer making $65,000 a year. We wouldn't be sitting at this restaurant, right? Just in a very joking manner. But I have learned to other people's opinions, including my mom, when it comes to what I'm doing with my life, can't matter to me on that level anymore as to where it's going to hurt my feelings.
To listen to or watch this full episode, be sure to check out the Social Proof Podcast on your favorite listening platform or on YouTube.
Finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay, so check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week from all across the country? You'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week. And I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right. TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.